Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. Travis Sellers, worship arts pastor at Antioch Baptist Church here in Conway, has been with us for the last 3 weeks. And Travis, you've got some news that, you know, probably people here in Conway know about. I'm not sure everybody else knows about it. Tell us what's going on, man.
So for 30 years, right about 30 years, the Lord has graciously let me be in the realm of music, and that is an avenue for ministry. Over the past maybe 5 to 10 years or so, I knew there was something the Lord was preparing me for. A lot of other things that kind of I'm built for, a lot of the passions and my giftings and things like that just aligned into a pastoral role and like lead pastor. And I didn't know what that was going to be. Well, it's come to now fruition that I will be planting a church from Antioch, Conway. Yeah. This will be our second plant, from the first one being in Georgetown about 6 or 7 years ago. We'll be planting in Salina, Texas, this summer of 2025.
Okay.
And so we're taking about 35 people down, and we're excited about what's ahead. My role is going to shift to lead pastor.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just talk about that for a minute, as we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about how a worship pastor crafts a sermon, or not a sermon, excuse me. You're going to get into that though, aren't you? Crafts a worship service. What do you think? What do you want your role to be in that now? Are you like, no, that's somebody else's job now? Or do you still stay involved in it? How do you see that going?
I'll give you my hopes and my dreams.
Okay.
I'll only say that, and I'll come back and watch later, see if I achieved this. I highly have ever always felt that the lead pastor, the shepherd of the church, should be our lead worship leader.
Yeah.
I believe that this role casts vision. It equips the people for the work. And I would believe that and hope for my role will still be worship leader. I'm not going to be serving in the area of music and things like that, except for to guide and to lead and to inform. And hopefully we're going to be very strategic with, okay, here's the sermon series we're going to be in, and giving that to my people in enough time to hopefully be creative, to figure out things, not just on a spur of a moment thing, but trying to help guide them through that. So that's the hope and the dream.
Well, that's kind of how we run things. I know you've had a great example in that in Jason Altman. I've heard it said before that for the most part, your congregation won't out-worship, for lack of a better word, the pastor.
Oh, I love that.
So if they see the pastor just sitting there and just, you know, barely singing the song, something like that right there. Exactly. You can expect that in the crowd.
Yeah.
And so, I agree. I think the pastor is the lead worship.
The lead worship leader.
Yeah, the lead worship leader in that sense. And, man, I'm excited for you guys. You convinced 35 people.
I know.
To uproot from Conway and go to Salina, Texas.
I did. And of course, I don't take credit for that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I didn't have to do a lot of work. And that's, I mean, don't we believe that Jesus is the head of the church and that he builds the body?
Yeah.
I think that he has brought these, I've got 35, and we're about a median age, about 27.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of kids.
That's great. Well, here's what's cool to me about that and about Antioch is Antioch's a large church. And a lot of times what we find, and maybe I'm misreading this, but it's how can we keep ourselves? And just to see Antioch take on this role of, it's not about us, we're not the central thing, but Jesus and his gospel and his mission is the central thing. And even in the places that you guys have been sending people is a strategic thing.
Absolutely.
Because there's growing places, but also where places that there might not be a lot of church coverage going on. I think that's a beautiful thing. And so thank you guys for being leaders in that for the rest of us. And and thank you for, man, that's a big transition.
It is.
It is. Goodness gracious, Travis.
Yeah, it was one of those things where back in 2023, January is when it happened, where the Lord, long story short, said, this is what you're supposed to do. And so I began pursuing that.
Yeah.
I got my doctorate in ministry in church planning, because I'm like, I need to learn.
Oh, wow.
So, and then I did all that, and then I spent time just going around church planters and trying to find the ones who are doing it well and say, what can you teach me?
Yeah.
Try to be a sponge, because this is going to be an exciting journey filled with hills and valleys.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Is there a place where people can connect with you if they want to be a part of what's going on?
As of right now, I would just tell you, you can always email me at travis@antiochconway.com. That's my current place where you can catch me.
Yeah.
And then I can, from there, we can find another
awesome.
Way it moves and changes.
Awesome. Great. Hey guys, it's been wonderful to have Travis on here. Next month, we're going to have a guy on here, Terry Kirkpatrick, that's going to talk about gardens and the beauty of God in gardening. All right? And so until then, we'll see you.